Welcome to Coming From Experience, my virtual campfire where we can all gather round and share our experiences through this little thing called life. I'm your host, Annalise, and I'm here to bring you the raddest people I've come to know, sharing their stories of growth, evolution, and their unique take on universal experiences. The stories and experiences I bring to you in this podcast will span a wide variety of topics, from career changes to motherhood, personal development, spirituality, growth in relationship, health and wellness, and so much more. I hope that these stories inspire you and open up a portal for deep connection and conversation on topics that would otherwise be left untouched. Let's dive in. Finding
what you had in mind. Good morning, or good afternoon, or good evening, depending on where you're at when you're listening to this. It's morning for me. It's the 12th of May, 2021, and I'm just sat here sipping on my coffee. I should have been getting ready to host a workshop in about half an hour's time, but the universe had other plans for me. I recently shared an Instagram post about this where I had the best intentions and the best idea, not the best idea, but I had the best intentions for an idea, and it just didn't work out. It really didn't, and it sucked. And as I said in that post, I made it mean a lot about me. I made it mean a lot about my work. I made it mean just a lot in general. And it really, really got me to step back and think, you know, what is success and failure? You know, what does success and failure really mean? What does that really look like? Who gets to decide what success and failure looks like? Because for all intents and purposes, that was a failure. Most people would look at that as a failure. That didn't succeed. You know, it's kind of like if it's not one, it's the other. And I just don't think that that's necessarily the truth of things. You know, as we'll come to see, my perspective around failure is very different to perhaps the perspective that other people hold. I really see it in such a different light, and I really want to share that with you. But I first want to just touch on the fact that these words, success and failure, have kind of come from societal standards. We have been taught what success looks like. We have been taught what failure looks like. And I think it is one of the bigger, more prominent human fears, the fear of failure. And sometimes even the fear of succeeding. Sometimes we're so scared to actually succeed because we don't know what that looks like, especially if we've been in, air quotes, states of failure for much of our life. And I know that most people can attest to this. Like attracts like, you know, so if you constantly are viewing yourself in that light of a failure, you're probably going to attract failure. And I know for me, when I think about the energetics behind this workshop and my intention behind it, it was pure, but it was also a little bit desperate. Like, if I'm being really honest, I just really wanted to do a workshop. I thought it would be really fun, and I thought this could be something fun to talk about. And I kind of went out there on a whim, and the energy behind it wasn't right in retrospect. And I probably knew it at the time as well. And I think I knew it wasn't going to succeed before I even got the confirmation that it was a, air quotes, failure. I want you to know that every time I say failure, I have air quotes around it, because I just don't like the word, but I don't have a substitute at the moment. So just keep that in mind. But I really just want to come back to this idea that society has told us what success and failure looks like, and we abide by those rulings. You know, it's kind of like that saying, go big or go home. There's no in between. Like, you're either all in and you're succeeding and you're making millions and you have thousands of people that adore you and love you, or you're nothing. You're not making any money. You have no one that's listening to you. There's like no interim. There's like nothing in between those two ends of the spectrum. And that's what I don't agree with. I don't agree with how we view success in particular, and then what we've made failure mean. So when it comes to failure, I feel like there is another way that we can look at this. And it's a really simple perspective shift. It's a hard one to embody, but it's an easy thing to understand. or an easy thing for you to kind of grasp the concept of. So my perspective around failure is that it's merely experience. You know, some things don't work out. Not everything is going to work out. And that's intended. Sometimes that's a success in it because you've learned a lesson, hopefully. There can be such a beautiful experience that awaits us when things don't go according to plan. And maybe that's just not going to your plan, but maybe there's a bigger plan that it is in alignment with. Maybe that wasn't meant to work. Maybe that wasn't meant to succeed, you know, air quotes, succeed, whatever succeed looks like for you. Sometimes there are higher powers that are happening outside of us and we can't control those things, nor should we try to control those things. There's also this theory that things happen in cycles, right? Sometimes a cycle just ends. So look at this through the lens of a relationship, perhaps. Say that that comes to a natural conclusion, you amicably split ways, or maybe not so amicably, but it comes to the end of its life cycle. That was the cycle, that was the course that it was meant to run. Yet we go, oh, I failed. I know I did. When my last relationship broke down and ended, I thought, oh my gosh, I'm a failure. I have another failed relationship. I can't believe I failed again. I'm 29 and single and what a failure. I made it mean so much about me. And the truth was, I don't actually ever think I saw that really succeeding in the way that I would have hoped. And it came to its natural end of its life cycle. That's when it was meant to conclude. So why is that then deemed a failure if it's naturally running its course? This is the thing about failure. It gives you experience. It provides hindsight. And again, failure. Don't love that word. But when things don't work out, when things don't go according to our plan, the plan that we've created for ourselves, and when and how and why we created that plan, that can speak to whether or not we feel we're in alignment or whether or not we feel like we're on path. But sometimes things aren't meant to work out. Sometimes things aren't meant to last a lifetime. I know for me, in the past, I never really viewed the end of different career phases in my life as being a failure. I went from working in PR to working in nutrition and now working in like energetics and human design and reading people's energy and working in a more, I don't even really know how to describe it, which is such an interesting thing. I know what it feels like, but I don't know how to describe it. And I think that's my own little block of like, people don't get me. I have to try and make it make sense. But anyway, but when I stopped working in PR, I didn't view that as a failure. I view that as a natural conclusion. I was like, cool, I'm done here. Like, I've gotten everything I need. And I think it's because I had this drive and this passion and this motivation directing me elsewhere, and that was into nutrition. And don't get me wrong, there was definitely a time before that where I could feel myself getting restless and I could feel myself being like, oh, this is no longer enough. Like, this no longer feels good. This is no longer what I want. And there's often a little struggle there. And it's because I don't know how to overcome that thing, or I don't know where it's taking me just yet. And then, of course, universe will deliver you everything that you need. And for me, it was actually getting sick and then moving into nutrition that way. And then I did struggle with letting go of nutrition just because I think I made it a big part of who I am. And this is the thing about our life experiences. Even though the cycle ends, you can't take away the experience. You know, I still love health and nutrition and food and the human form and, you know, supporting people in that way. Even in some of the work that I do today, when I'm looking at the energetics behind things, I'm drawing it into health and wellness, and I'm drawing in other aspects of those teachings, because I don't just close the door on that thing and I don't just go, oh, well, you're in the past. Like, that's still a big part of who I am. I needed that experience. I needed that wisdom. I needed that to get where I am today. So I want that to be kept in mind, I guess, in some respects, that failure isn't what we've made it mean. And it's really about the experience in the conclusion of a cycle or in things not working out. And I know for me, and I shared this in the Instagram post, what this taught me was that I need to just surrender a little bit more. I've been forcing and pushing and trying to make things happen in my business because there's a lot of unknown at the moment. There's a lot of uncertainty. And what's ironic is there's always been a lot of unknown and uncertainty, but this month it feels greater than any other month. I've never had any guarantee when it comes to income. I've had more secure means of making money for sure, but I've never had that absolute guarantee that things would land, but I've always had that trust. And I really witnessed myself lose trust, lose faith, the one thing that I tell everyone to have, the one thing that I talk about, the one thing that I preach about. And yet for me, I have moved out of a state of trust. And I feel like I'm being called back to that. I'm being asked to really commit to what I want. And to be honest with you, I don't have the clarity around what that is right now. And that's mainly because I'm allowing for my mind to rule me and I'm allowing for myself to get caught in my ways of thinking and my very practical, logical way of thinking. And I'm very solution oriented and very survival led, which isn't inherently wrong, but it's how we approach that. And I think I'm defaulting on old behaviors. So in any case, that's my personal experience with it. I would really get you to kind of consider, what have the failures, air quotes, failures in your life taught you? Like, what have they shown you? What was around the corner from that? You know, I keep imagining like my life going to shit, like literally crumbling. And then I'm reminding myself, like, I've never been there. Like, I've never been in that place. So what makes me think I'm going to end up there now? And like, I've been in much harder times. So why does my initial response go to like, holy hell, I'm fucked? Like, it's just so fascinating to witness. And as hard as it might be, I'm just really allowing myself to witness this. So in any case, that's enough for story time. I wanted to give you a little bit of permission to create your own metrics and your own language around success and failure. I have been doing this with success for some time now, like what success looked like for me. And I was rewriting that metric, to suit what felt aligned for me in that moment. So when I first launched Guided, I had an objective of, you know, having 4 to 8 people come along in that experience with me. I really wanted to work with anywhere from 4 to 8. And I had 4 beautiful souls, amazing human beings come on that journey with me for the first iteration of Guided. And that was a success. Like, I was like, holy hell, I've successfully like launched a program. Now, most other people could have viewed that as a failure. Like, oh my God, you only got 4 people. So this is a thing. You get to set your metric. So in every situation, rewrite your metric, rewrite your understanding or belief of success. Because if I had said, I want 100 people to do Guided, and then I only had 4, then I would have felt like a failure, right? And it's not to be like, set the bar low, blah, blah, blah. But I think it is to be like, your metrics have to be in alignment for you, not for somebody else. So if somebody else is doing programs and getting 50 to 100 to 200 people, that's amazing. That's fantastic for them. I hold trust and faith that one day that'll be me. But for right now, I asked myself, what feels really aligned? What feels really true for me? And that's where I sat. Also, I said, what can I hold? What's my capacity right now to be doing one-on-one calls with people over 2 months? And that's where it sat. So really think about that when it comes to your metric for success, because I think sometimes we're like, if I can't do X, then I'm not going to bother. If I can't get 15 people into this program, then I'm not going to bother. If I can't do this, 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 or this, then I'm not going to bother. And this is where the fear of failure is one thing, but then we almost are like, not necessarily for fearing our success, but we're putting a major roadblock in between our success and us achieving it. So feel into that. How can you rewrite your metrics for success? How can you stop looking at what everyone else is doing and what everyone else's success looks like? And how can you turn that back inwards and go, what does success mean for me? What would make me truly happy? What do I want to create? What's the energy behind this? What's the energy behind my action? Why am I doing this? Is the energy good? Is it frazzled? Is it desperate? Is it trusting? Like, really feel into what the energy is behind it. Now, when it comes to the metric of failure, I really want you to Feel into times where you feel like you've, air quotes, failed in life, and how could you view it differently? So for me, this most recent experience with this workshop, my initial response was, I'm a failure, definitely. And then I really sat with it and I was like, I actually think the universe was just telling me that this wasn't in my alignment, that I wasn't ready to do this, that I'm acting from a place that's misaligned, very grabby and very like graspy at life and very distrusting. And I flipped the perspective on it. And I was like, well, this was never going to work out. This was never going to happen. And I needed to learn this lesson, not to come from that place. The energy behind it was not good, not good at all. And so I learned a lesson from that. I'll never do that again. I will literally never do that again. Not to say I'll never host a workshop. I'll just never come from that place. I'll never come from that energy. I'll really be mindful of, why am I doing the things that I'm doing? Am I trusting or distrusting? Am I on path or completely off path? Am I scared or am I in alignment? So you can really sit with both of these, success and failure, and you can make them your own, you know, give them new language, which can be challenging. But for me, when I feel like I'm succeeding, I feel like there's an alignment piece there. And when I feel like things aren't going my way, I'm just gaining new experiences. This is what this podcast is all about, coming from experience, right? It's just another experience. And sometimes experience is really fucking hard, but so goddamn necessary. And I know for me personally, I'm going to live a life that is littered with experience. And so I just need to welcome that, trust that, receive that. And there are many people out there that probably feel the same way. They probably feel like things are hard, things are challenging, things, you know, maybe life looks like a bit of a struggle. And what I say to those people is what I've said to myself time and time again, is that we're not here to struggle, and that if anything challenging comes your way, then just know that it's a divinely placed obstacle on your path, and it's only put there because God, source, universe, divinity, whatever, someone greater than ourselves knows that you have absolutely everything within you to overcome it. Obstacles don't show up in your life to fuck with you. They show up to push you somewhere, to take you somewhere, to expand you, to evolve you, to help you grow, to facilitate that. It's an experience. So wherever you feel like you're being met with struggle, flip that on its head. It's an obstacle. That's all it is. And you have everything within to overcome that. So I hope this has been enlightening for you. I just felt called to share it. I'm going to resume my coffee now. It's just been sat in my hand as I've talked for almost 20 minutes. but thanks for joining me if you're here, if you're still listening. And I'll see you in the next podcast episode. Thank you so much for tuning into the podcast. I hope you got something magical out of this episode today. If you want to keep the conversation flowing, head over to the gram. You can find me at annalise.madrell, or stay up to date with the latest podcast episodes at Coming From Experience, all one word. Be sure to share this podcast with a special someone who you think might gain a lot out of this conversation, and be sure to leave a review and let me know what you think. Until next time.